This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We got a full hour to take your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And in just a moment, we're going to continue our focus on the brain and memory from last hour. But before we do that, let's take a call from Bob in Minnesota. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I have a question for you. I have tinnitus and bradycardia, and my blood pressure is going up. I am told I need to take blood pressure pills and statins, and I tried some, and it seems to affect the tinnitus.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's any high pressure drugs or statins out there that don't affect the tinnitus especially.
Well, you know, there actually may be a relationship between high blood pressure and tinnitus, because it's thought that the high pressure of the blood rushing up through the carotid arteries and then radiating into your inner ear can sometimes be perceived as a whooshing sound, making tinnitus worse. Although it's not necessarily a plumbing problem, like, you know, a narrowed pipe causing the whooshing sound. The whooshing sound in tinnitus can sometimes originate within the brain. So, yeah, I mean, the high blood pressure and the tinnitus are related in that they're both degenerative conditions. Yeah, that's certainly plausible. Is there a blood pressure medication that's less likely to cause tinnitus? I think it's going to be a matter of trial and error. Medications that are most likely to cause tinnitus include aspirin. Are you taking an aspirin a day? You know, is this so often recommended?
Right now, I'm not taking anything. I'm trying to lower it naturally.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of in terms of strategies for lowering it naturally, you know, certainly exercise is important. Certainly diet is important. I think that's a foregone conclusion. But let's say you're maxing out on that. What else can you take to lower your blood pressure? Well, you could be taking chiolic aged garlic extract, because it's one of the few supplements that's actually been shown to significantly lower blood pressure. You want to take two capsules of the reserve formula or the hypertension formula. I think that's formula 109. And that you know, may have an impact on your blood pressure sufficiently to avoid medication. But magnesium also very helpful for lowering blood pressure. I would recommend magnesium taurate, T-A-U-R-A-T-E. And you might need to take as much as 4 or 6 capsules a day to see that effect. Coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol has been associated with lowered blood pressure. So the variety of supplements that could have an impact, but I don't want you to walk around with untreated high blood pressure merely because you prefer not to take medication. I think it's important to get the blood pressure under control one way or another, either through natural means or find a medication that doesn't make the whooshing worse. For tinnitus, there's no magic fix. Some people benefit from ginkgo biloba, which actually has been shown in some studies to be helpful. It's good for preventing and treating Alzheimer's. It's actually an ingredient in Neurothera, which is one of the things that we talked about last hour as helping to protect the brain. And tinnitus being a sort of a brain problem, you know, general nutritional support for the brain may be helpful. You know, a product like Neurothera may make a difference for the degree of tinnitus you're experiencing. The one thing about tinnitus to keep in mind, though, is tinnitus is associated with depression. It's a two-way street, is that it's depressing to have tinnitus because it's really aggravating. And it makes you more depressed. But also having depression increases your likelihood of having worse and more frequent bouts of tinnitus. So working on mood, working on, you know, good talk therapy, working on having a menu of activities that kind of distract you a little away from tinnitus, such a prevalent problem as people age, that can make a difference in, you know, won't eliminate the tinnitus, but it'll change your subjective experience of the degree of tinnitus that you're experiencing. So don't let it get you down. You know, deal with it in whatever way you can. And there are actually some audiologists who specialize in some of the newer techniques, you know, like these noise-canceling headphones that we use when we're on a plane so we can block out the sound from outside. The technology is improving in terms of various devices that kind of provide a noise-canceling effect when people experience tinnitus or ringing ears. They're not perfect yet. They haven't been developed to the point where they eradicate tinnitus, but they may bring the level down. So maybe see an audiologist or an ENT specialist to see if that's something that you're a candidate for. Give it a shot.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's keep the calls coming. In our discussion last hour about Neurothera supplement for brain health, we also paid lip service to an important part of our strategy for dealing with risk for dementia, cognitive decline, neurodegeneration, which is lifestyle. And here's a study that emphasizes that. University of California, Irvine, even mild physical activity immediately improves memory function. Well, that's interesting because we tend to think, well, there's a cumulative effect. You know, if you keep exercising, you know, you protect your brain. We do know that exercise enhances something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is like Miracle Grow for your neurons, your brain cells. But this study suggests that even a short bout of exercise can instantaneously improve your memory. In a study of 36 healthy young adults, the researchers discovered that a single 10-minute period of mild exercise can yield considerable cognitive benefits. It's one of the reasons why I try to exercise before this program, because I called upon to remember a lot of stuff, and I need instant recall. The results were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a prestigious journal. They say the hippocampus is critical for the creation of new memories. So you've heard about the hippocampus a lot this week, because when Dr. Ford was talking about her recollections of the alleged assault by Justice Kavanaugh, she talked about how it was indelibly inscribed in her hippocampus, which she, as a neuroscientist, knows is the seat of memory. Well, the researchers found that heightened activity occurs in the hippocampus when we exercise, and it's an immediate effect. It's a long-term cumulative effect of preventing the hippocampus from shrinking, which we don't want to happen. It invariably shrinks as we age, but we want to slow that process. And here's another way that we can slow that process of hippocampal shrinkage. Check this out. Vitamin D deficiency is associated with reduced hippocampal volume in patients with MCI, that's mild cognitive impairment. And they did MRIs and checked vitamin D in patients and tried to correlate the size of the hippocampus with levels of vitamin D. They say we found a significant reduction in total hippocampal volume in the vitamin D deficient group, and also a loss of connectivity with other parts of the brain, which clearly could have an impact on cognitive performance. They say that vitamin D levels could serve as a biomarker for Alzheimer's disease. And if we optimize vitamin D, that may help to slow the progression towards dementia and Alzheimer's. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Keep those calls coming, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you this weekend. And our number, 877-726-8255. 877-726-TALK. And if you get a chance, please listen to Last Hour. You can check it out. In a podcast, we usually release a podcast of our weekend broadcast on Monday morning, and listen to a discussion that we had on the subject of neuronutrition and a product by Claire Lab, which I've included in my brain health protocol. It's called NeuroThera, and it's a very comprehensive formula. It's got acetyl-L-carnitine, glutamine, pyroglutamic acid, tyrosine, DMAE, ashwagandha, blueberry extract, ginkgo extract, Eleuthero from Siberian ginseng, vinpocetine, GPC complex, and phosphatidylserine. It touches on all the important bases for neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function, and it promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain. It also helps to protect against oxidative stress and inflammation, which are important factors in neurodegeneration. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, which you can get at drhoffmanstore.com. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for NeuroThera. Okay, many of you, especially if you're vegans or vegetarians, a book that you consider your Bible is The China Syndrome by Colin Campbell. Colin Campbell is a scientist and a spokesperson for the vegetarian movement who decries the use of animal protein and has especially called out dairy as contributing to the epidemic of degenerative diseases and cancer and cardiovascular disease that afflict the West. And his contention is that China is an example of this, where the peasants who had no dairy and consumed mostly vegetables, they couldn't afford meat, were so much healthier than their Western counterparts. Well, here's a study that kind of throws a monkey wrench into that hypothesis. And the headline is, dairy consumption linked to, get this, lower rates of cardiovascular disease and mortality. Whoa. This is just published in The Lancet. It's an observational study of over 130,000 people in 21 different countries. And what they say is that dairy consumption of around 3 servings per day is associated with lower rates of cardiovascular disease and mortality compared to lower levels of consumption. Now, you might say, okay, well, all right, dairy, but it's got to be low fat, right? If you read the American Heart Association website and you follow the dietary guidelines for America, they say, well, okay, dairy, but it's got to be low fat dairy, you know, skim milk, low fat cottage cheese, low fat yogurt, etc., right? Well, in addition, the study found that people who consumed 3 servings of whole fat dairy per day had lower rates of mortality and cardiovascular disease compared to those who consumed less than a half a serving of whole fat dairy per day. So the more whole fat dairy they consumed, the better off they were. The researchers comment, our findings support the view that consumption of dairy products might be beneficial for mortality and cardiovascular disease. And they say especially in low-income and middle-income countries where dairy consumption is much lower than in North America or Europe. Okay, so here, too much in the way of high-fat, high-caloric junk food is part of the problem. But in countries that are lesser developed, maybe dairy is an important source of nutrition and doesn't increase the risk of dying. It actually just helps support overall health. The researchers assert that saturated fats, get this, may be beneficial to cardiovascular health. Okay, wait a minute. Wait, what universe am I in now? We've done a 180 from our view that saturated fats were the villains. And they say that dairy products may also contain other potentially beneficial compounds, including specific amino acids, unsaturated fats, vitamin K1 and K2. Oh, yeah. We know that especially cheeses have a high concentration of MK7, a type of vitamin K2, which has been shown to reduce the risk of atherosclerotic disease. And there's also calcium, magnesium, potassium, and other potentially helpful pre- and probiotics in certain dairy products, right? Because not everybody consumes dairy as Kraft American cheese slices, right? And a lot of people in many countries consume natural yogurts and kefir with live organisms that may support the microbiome and help overall health. So, there you have it. Dairy consumption, not associated with increased risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. It actually helps lower the risk. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information, and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It's 877-726-8255. If you want to call me live on today's broadcast, but there are other ways you can get questions to us. You can email your question to radioprogram, one word, radioprogram at AOL.com, and we use that question as a way of teeing off for our weekly Q&A with Layla, one of our popular podcasts that you can download from drhoffman.com or any of your favorite podcast delivery services. Also, if you go to our homepage at drhoffman.com, on your PC or Mac, you'll find a rectangle to the right side of the page that prompts you to record a question, as did Roseanne. Let's hear from Roseanne, please.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I never hear anyone call and talk about basal cell carcinoma, squamous or squamous, and melanoma. So I would like you to talk about that and how important is it when you have been diagnosed with squamous to do anything about it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you know, we're talking about three different types of skin cancers, squamous, basal, and melanoma, sort of in the order of severity, because squamous, is sometimes referred to, is dangerous. It can be dangerous because it can literally eat away at your face. It can become very destructive to your tissue. And in rare cases, it can kill you. Basal cell cancer, similarly, although these cancers don't generally metastasize, they spread locally. But melanoma, of course, is deadly. And a little tiny pinpoint of melanoma, if you don't address it, can penetrate into your interior and become metastatic and ultimately kill you. So these are serious problems, and they're not to be ignored. And if you have some sort of suspicious skin problem, or even if, you know, you're just prone to a lot of skin discoloration, you know, go see a dermatologist, get checked out, get reassured that what you have isn't cancer. And if they think it's cancer, they can biopsy it and remove it. And one of the nice things about skin cancers in the early phases is if you remove them, you know, unlike other kinds of cancers, I mean, pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, if you're just removing the cancer isn't always the answer. But with skin cancer, especially before it spreads, as in melanoma, it's a fix. Get rid of it. There are some natural treatments, various types of salves that you can apply. And those are intriguing. But the concern is, do they really work? Do they possibly cause injury and burning and scarring? So, you know, I don't think you need to use those therapies because they're such good dermatology techniques to get rid of them, to get rid of those superficial skin cancers. And, you know, when it comes to prevention, I think that there are some studies that suggest that nutrients can prevent skin cancer, but it doesn't, once you have skin cancer, it doesn't necessarily make them disappear. Among them is good old-fashioned vitamin B3. Niacinamide has been shown to reduce the incidence of squamous and basal by half. It doesn't entirely eliminate the possibility you'll get, you know, subsequent skin cancer, but if you've been diagnosed with these conditions, consider niacinamide at fairly high doses, 1,000 milligrams a day is a dose that I think was used in the studies. And also, there's suggestion that you can get skin protection by taking EGCG and other antioxidant supplements like lycopene. Selenium, while may have some other anti-cancer activities on other types of cancer, doesn't seem to protect against skin cancer too much. But those are some of the things that, you know, some of the considerations when you're talking about skin cancer. But, you know, don't, you know, if you're calling and you say, well, you know, they tell me I have skin cancer, but I'm calling you, Dr. Hoffman, for advice. Don't hesitate. Get your superficial skin cancer removed. And nowadays they use what's called a Mohs technique, which means in one sitting, they can remove as much of the skin as is necessary to make sure that there's no remaining cancer. So this is a technique that's been around for a couple of decades or so, but it's now generally available, and it'll help reduce the risk that, you know, they don't take out a little piece of your skin cancer and some is left and it comes back. That's MOHS, the Mohs technique. All right. You know, we're talking about the brain. We're talking about how in fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, it's the brain that's involved. And another supplement for which there's some pretty good studies to show that it helps fatigue and fibromyalgia is NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, NT factor works on the mitochondria, so it makes sense that it can help to bolster brain activity. The brain is a hungry organ. It requires a lot of energy to do its job. And when the mitochondria in your brain aren't working efficiently, there's going to be some problems. Problems with memory, problems with energy, problems with bodily aches and pains, and possibly long-term risk of neurodegenerative disease. Well, you heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT Factor. That's a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested in Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor. So Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now, for a limited time, heads up to the special offer. When you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I don't go a day without taking NT Factor, and I prescribe to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And don't forget to use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout for a special offer. Buy one, get one free. All right. This item, it turns out that there is such a thing as an anti-inflammatory diet. Well, we've been talking about this for a long time. You know, what's an anti-inflammatory diet? Well, first, let's start with what's a pro-inflammatory diet. Well, a pro-inflammatory diet is a lot of processed food, a lot of sugar, perhaps a lot of fried food, lots of trans fats, these artificial phony fats, and it's characterized by the absence of beneficial polyphenols that you get from fresh fruits and vegetables. We know those are important in quashing inflammation. So now comes a study that proves that this is so. Now, you may say, well, this is the duh study of the show. Here's the title: Effects of Fruit and Vegetable Consumption on Inflammatory Biomarkers and Immune Cell Populations. Wow. They looked at, a whole lot of studies here. They looked at 71 clinical trials, 12 observational studies, and the review suggests that, lo and behold, surprise, surprise, higher intakes of fruits and vegetables led to both a reduction in pro-inflammatory mediators and an enhanced immune cell profile. So, the study is a very, very detailed study. And they look at so many trials, and they all say the same thing. So, for example, just to give you an example of the studies, supplementation with bilberries resulted in decreased CRP, C-reactive protein, that's an inflammatory marker. Consumption of frozen sea buckthorn berries for 90 days significantly decreased concentrations of CRP. One study assessed the effects of strawberries on biomarkers of inflammation, and on it goes. Berry extracts, berries especially good, and I try to make a point of having fresh berries on a daily basis. My favorite way of having them is with coconut cream or coconut milk. This makes for a great dessert. Actually, I had that for breakfast this morning, and then I had a couple of eggs. So, and maybe I gained a few IQ points. I don't know. So, a point to be made is that these advertisements on radio, especially, for fruits and veggies in a pill. Fruits and veggies in a pill. And by no means do those substitute for eating fresh fruits and vegetables. And they probably don't do a whole heck of a lot, because a tiny amount of flash frozen fruit and vegetable, I mean, it may give you a little bit of help. I mean, maybe you're somebody who doesn't eat any fresh fruits and vegetables. Well, get over it. Start eating some fresh fruits and vegetables. Don't take a pill, because these pills are expensive, and they don't do much, and they certainly aren't equivalent, as the claims are, to 10 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables, which is what we're called upon to eat to reduce cardiovascular disease, brain disorders, and cancer. So, emphasis on real fresh fruits and vegetables. I mean, frozen's okay in certain circumstances. Dried, a little more sugary. But you get the idea. 71 clinical trials, 12 observational studies prove that fruit and vegetables reduce inflammation and bolster your immune system response. There you have it. You probably knew that already. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number is 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol offers 50 years of expertise. Their mission is to provide top quality supplements at affordable prices. Protocol is family owned and manufactures the majority of their products in-house, affording control over quality and cost. Protocol's manufacturing process is certified by the Underwriters Laboratories, and their products are non-GMO and USDA certified organic. In fact, I'm so confident in their products that I've included many of them in my Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Protocols. Protocol for Life Balance is only available through licensed practitioners, so ask your doctor or healthcare professional for it by name. You can get them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol for Life Balance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And a couple of announcements. First of all, if you listened during the break, I'm very happy to report that we have a new sponsor for CBD, cannabidiol, which is a supplement, a natural product that I've really been excited about. And I'm so happy to welcome CV Sciences to our roster of sponsors with their great product, Plus CBD Oil. And you're going to hear more and more about them. I did an interview with them that will air next week. And CBD oil, I really think, is one of the most promising supplements of the decade in terms of its applicability to a wide range of problems. You'll learn more about it in the coming weeks. Also, an announcement from our good sponsor, EFI. EFI is very happy to let you know that RegActive Immune Formula is available again. And that's timely, just in time for what looks to be a challenging fall season with a lot of people coming down with colds, flus, weather's changing. RegActive Immune Formula was sold out for much of the year, not available. It's now back in stock. And you can find it on Fullscript, by the way, which is our online dispensary. It joins RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula as the two RegActive products now in stock. The only form of pending shipment is the Detox and Liver. I guess there was a run on this product. And, you know, clearly what sets RegActive apart is that it is a probiotic that generates glutathione within the gut. And along with synergistic ingredients, RegActive Immune is a great product to take on a regular basis to support your immune system as we move into the colder weather and the season change. So ask for RegActive, your local natural products retailer or online. Find it at Fullscript. RegActive Immune is back, I'm happy to say. Okay. Talking about foods that are healthy, here's a food that I eat quite frequently. I sprinkle it on my salads. It's walnuts. I mean, I'll eat walnuts straight up, but a nice way to have walnuts is as a garnish on, say, berries as a dessert, maybe in some yogurt or in some coconut cream. And I put it on salads. So I'm encouraged to read this article from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Effect of walnut consumption on blood lipids and other cardiovascular disease risk factors. Again, a study of studies, 26 clinical trials comprising a total of 1,059 participants were included. And here's what they found. They found that, indeed, walnuts are heart healthy. Walnut consumption provides a good source of unsaturated fatty acids. They're rich in fiber, minerals, potassium, vitamins such as folate and E, plant phytosterols, which we know lower cholesterol, and polyphenols. It appears that walnuts have one of the best profiles because walnuts have a lot of monounsaturated fatty acids and polyunsaturated fatty acids, and also an omega-3, which is alpha-linolenic acid. So the alpha-linolenic acid is a precursor of EPA and DHA found in fish oil. And your body can make EPA and DHA out of the alpha-linolenic acid that's plentiful in walnuts. So, you know, all those ingredients work together to protect the heart. And so what they found was a protective effect. There was also, and here's the worry, you know, you consume a lot of nuts, you're going to gain weight. No. There was benefits of walnut consumption on blood lipids without adversely affecting body weight or blood pressure. And this, say, the study supports the results of epidemiologic studies showing inverse associations between walnut consumption and cardiovascular risk. So even though they're kind of fattening, you know, just like the saturated fats you find in dairy, they seem to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So eat your walnuts. They'll protect you. And this item, you heard of the 16-8 diet or the 14-10 diet? Those numbers add up to 24 hours in a day. But it turns out that by confining your eating to a window of time, you can override disease-causing genetic defects. Periods of fasting, they say, can protect against obesity and diabetes. This is called TRF, time-restricted feeding. So they took a bunch, in this case, of mice lacking biological clocks. Hey, in some ways, we're like mice lacking biological clocks. There are artificial lights. We have crazy schedules. Some of us are shift workers. Some of us stay up to watch the late-night shows. And our biological clocks are all screwed up. But they say that through restricting our food intake to 10 hours, and that's not as challenging as restricting our food intake to 8 hours or 6 hours. Now, that's really challenging, but 10 hours. So, in other words, get up at 10, don't eat, you know, have your breakfast at 10 and don't eat after 6. That's not terribly challenging. Eating in a 10-hour window can override the effects of a screwed up biological clock. So, time restricted feeding, a useful strategy for preserving longevity and fending off disease. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a great hour, and we appreciate your contribution. Call us. Chair 2 next week, 877-726-8255. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to our newsletter for great articles and download our podcast at drhoffman.com. Become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. stay healthy, eat some walnuts, and have yourself a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Until next week, this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.